The deadline to mail in ballots for Baltimore's Democratic mayoral primary is just under 2 weeks away. And today, WIPR has the results of a new poll for the race. It shows Sheila Dixon, Mary Miller, and Brandon Scott are at the top of the pack. WIPR City Hall reporter Emily Sullivan is on the line to talk us through the numbers. And Emily, before we dive into those numbers, walk us through the methodology of this poll.
So this poll was commissioned by WIPR, the Baltimore Sun, and the University of Baltimore, and it was conducted by OpinionWorks of Annapolis. Pollsters spoke to 400 likely primary voters that reflect the city electorate from last Tuesday to this Tuesday, and the margin of error is plus or minus 4.9 percentage points.
So tell us about the candidates these likely voters seem to be gravitating towards right now.
Well, actually, the most common answer was that they're still making up their minds. 22% said they're undecided. But beyond that, former Mayor Sheila Dixon has 18% of voters supporting or leaning toward her. Mary Miller is very close behind her at 18%, and City Council President Brandon Scott is quite near them at 15%. Then we've got the Rue Vignaraja at 11%, then T.J. Smith at 6%, followed by Mayor Jack Young at 5%.
So we have those three candidates, Dixon, Miller, and Scott, at the top of the pack.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's how Roger Hartley, Dean of the University of Baltimore's College of Public Affairs, describes it.
Statistically, it's a three-way tie, and it's especially so when you have about a third of the votes that have not decided yet. It really means it's anyone's race.
You might remember WIPR, The Sun, and UB commissioned a very similar poll all the way back in February. Dixon had a slight lead then, and Scott was also in front of the pack. But it's Mary Miller who's really picked up some steam since then. Last time around, Vignaraja was the favorite of white voters, and now that's Miller. The former T. Rowe Price exec has pumped over $1 million of her own money into the race, and that's translated to a flood of mailers and television ads.
How about the two candidates who were at the top of February's poll, Dixon and Scott?
Dixon's support is locked in, but static. Here's how OpinionWorks pollster Steve Robbie puts it.
She's maybe picking up a little, but she's got 3/4 of her support firm. Most of her people decided over a month ago. People have strong feelings about her, pro and con. She has not managed to cross over to the white community and get any significant support over there. So, what does she hope for? I think she's got to hope for a divided vote among her opponents, and maybe one of her opponents, key opponents, to make a mistake or something like that in these final days. She could still certainly win, but other candidates are showing a lot more momentum at this point.
City Council President Scott is one of those candidates. About 20% of his supporters say they decided on him within this past week. And while former Mayor Dixon has the strongest support from the black community and Miller the white community, Scott has very solid support from both. Here's how Hartley puts it.
Brandon has a versatility to his support that could be very, very beneficial to him.
Mary Miller made news last week after a leaked email from a political action committee supporting her said it would focus on attacking Thiru Vignaraja and Brandon Scott in order to draw their white voters to her. Did that news seem to have an impact on her standing in this poll?
The Sun's article about that email came out in the middle of last week, after our poll had already kicked off. So we captured voters both before and after that piece of news. She still did well among the poll's white voters, as I said, but Robbie of OpinionWorks says that simply won't be enough.
This race will be decided by African-American voters. They are the majority of the city, and any candidate coming out of the white community needs to go into the rest of the city and appeal broadly. And that needs to be the strategy of anybody who wants to be successful.
And Vignaraja did manage to hit double-digit support, just not quite as much as the top three.
Yeah, that's right. Both analysts think that he's within striking distance, especially given all the undecided voters. Here's how Robbie puts it.
He really hasn't moved much in terms of his level of support since February. There's a little bit of a drift towards him, but he has not managed to catch fire, as maybe a couple of these other candidates might be doing. And so I think he probably could come through, but he needs to elevate himself a little bit more out of the second tier.
Let's turn to the candidates who are in the single digits. Mayor Jack Young's incumbency doesn't seem to be boosting his numbers, at least not in this poll.
No, it doesn't. Mayor Young does have name recognition from serving as city council president for almost a decade, but he wasn't elected as mayor. He automatically entered the mayor's office when Catherine Pugh resigned amid disgrace last spring. So Hartley says, you know, it's possible that voters, fairly or unfairly, associate him with that time.
These results definitely look disappointing for the incumbent mayor. And you know, that's really surprising. I think what these results are saying that he has slipped in support, and that really what voters are looking for here is a fresh new face.
And former Baltimore Police Department spokesman TJ Smith's frontline support actually dropped since February. That's a phenomenon you see sometimes with candidates who don't really break out of the single digits.
So this poll also asked voters what their top priorities for the city are. What did it find there?
That's right. And unsurprisingly, Nathan, the very overwhelming answer is crime. 60% of people said that stopping violent crime in this city is the most urgent task the next mayor will have. And that's followed by protecting residents from the pandemic at 10%. Robbie and Hartley both think that the next mayor of Baltimore will be able to tap into that desire within the next 2 weeks and position themselves as the person best equipped to stop the violence.
Emily Sullivan covers Baltimore City Hall for WYPR. Thank you so much, Emily.
Thank you, Nathan.